If you'd like to see a love of nature expressed in artistic excellence by a true American master, you need look no further than the glass studio of North Carolina blower John Nygren. John's glass works range from landscape vessels, classic vase forms with delicately wrought natural elements, to whimsical frogs, and they've been shown in more than 350 exhibitions throughout the world. You'll find links to his work at wfdd.org/triadarts. And in the meantime, let's meet the artist. I mean, I'd be curious to know about your love of nature, where it began, and how that found its way into your artwork and as an expression.
I was interested in the natural world probably the first time I opened my eyes and got into it. Yeah. I had an insect collection that started when I was 3 and have just always been in the natural world. When I was in the high school era, I was relatively feral. I lived in a teepee most of the summer, and I remember just getting shoes on me and getting me back into school was, it was kind of like taking a wild horse and putting a saddle on it. It was a struggle. And so I've always had an affinity for the natural world. And it shows up in the work.
It sure does. One of the images that struck me was the frog climbing up on a rock-like form and turning around the corner, there's a snake looking at him. And I have to be honest, I saw it and I just laughed out loud when I saw it. You just capture a moment there that's just... you'd kind of hope to see in the woods if you're taking a walk or something like that.
Those were fun to do. There's been a series of what I would call confrontations, you know, two creatures running into each other, as it were. And the ultimate one, that I did a series of those, of frog-frog, frog-snake. But the ultimate confrontation was there was this poison dart frog from Central America, which is absolutely deadly, is confronting a rattlesnake. And it's this lovely situation where if anybody messes up, everybody's had it. And it seems to me like these moments do happen in life, and it pays to pay attention.
Looking at the vase work, and then this is the frog climbing up the candle,
yeah.
A Japanese cherry blossom tree vase. They're all in the glass medium, and yet they're so different. Could you talk me through, is there a different vibe, a different feeling you get working with these very different pieces?
When I have made art through the years, in the beginning I had no idea about spirituality and all that. But instinctively, it seems that it was done from the right side of the brain. I'm more aware of that, let's say. And now when I'm doing the paintings, if I sense the left brain coming in and analyzing, you've done some red, you need to put something else over here, that's when I go away. I want these things to be snatched from wherever they come from. And going back into the glass, it was interesting. Sometimes I would walk up to the studio and I would have literally a visual image of a piece that I wanted to make. And on the odd occasion, that actually would happen. But what was just as apt to happen would be that I would start the piece, but then something else would happen. Maybe a mistake, who knows. But it would take a turn in a different direction, and I would just let it flow there. So something else totally different might happen. And sometimes I would make that first gather and have no idea what was going to happen. It's kind of like some of the poems that I've written. I almost feel like I don't have the right to sign them because it's almost like I just held my hand out and something lit in it.
Senior member of the North Carolina glass art community and renowned American master, Mr. John Nygren. You'll find links to images from John's studio at wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.